the feeling of leveling up again in relationship and sort of that hurricane that starts to brew to reveal deeper stuff and how we manage those moments, and you're realizing how difficult those moments are because of some of the underlying pain you still haven't processed or whatever, you know, like the rage that kind of like shows up when you want to express yourself. And so it's like, it's great that you want to, you're just getting to a place now, how can I do it?
I feel like now more than ever I'm face to face with a lot of demons. I feel comfortable saying face to face because I catch myself arguing with myself in a sense that I know that there's nothing to complain about. Like, let's just say, for the sake of argument, financially, I know there's nothing to complain about. I know we're fine. I know if we just keep doing what we're doing, things will keep happening the way we're happening, and everything is taken care of, right? But I will catch myself, you know, talking about not spending a certain amount of money on something that's good for, like, pleasurable, not some material crap, you know, but like, not a spa day, but like a massage, let's get rubbed down, you know, whatever. And not wanting to do that because we got to worry about all these other bills. But all those other bills are paid. Some of those bills, I'm a month ahead on, you know? And I have to, I'm like, look, Justin, remember, okay? Before, your life was work, save enough money to pay the bills, and then spend the rest because you'll have to go back to work on Monday. And that's all it was, you know? Save for, I don't know, maybe a decent car so you don't spend some of your money on fixing that car. And that's a cycle a lot of people are in. Like, saving is just, it's just not in their head. You know?
It's that scarcity mindset.
Yeah. They're just ignorant to the thought of putting money away just to put it away. And I'm annoying myself having to do that. You know? I understand. It's coming up because that's what it's been. That's the pattern I'm breaking. Da, 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 da. But I'm catching myself saying, look, Justin, remember, there's nothing wrong. I know you're trying to create something. Get all like, okay, just calm down. And I do that. Not throughout the day with a lot of different things, but it happens. Like, once a week, maybe. It's like, you know, oh, just said, you know, what's going on with the sex life? It's like, what is going on, man? It's great. Like, I got nothing to complain about. It's regular. It's awesome. You know, it's adventurous. It's a lot of words that I don't want to use right now, but there's nothing to complain about. You know, but there goes a half hour of my day reminding myself how great everything is so that that's one part of me doesn't take over.
Yeah, that little voice that's, like, poking at you. Just trying to look for something for you to ponder in such a way that'll agitate you and rev up the adrenaline.
And like I said, it doesn't frustrate me, but whenever it comes out, it's like, really, dude. It's like that friend that doesn't get the hint that you don't want to be friends with them anymore. You're like, look, negative Nancy, unless you're going to change like me and with me, stay right here. You know, it's like, don't come to my house. Stay out of my head. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Don't come a knocking.
Exactly. So that's why I say I'm face to face with my demons, because I'm at a point now where it's like that. Like, really? Come on, guy. It's been a year of pretty much bliss, and you're still looking for stuff to be upset about, to complain about, to say it needs work, quote unquote. It doesn't need work, it needs consistency. Okay? Just enough with this bullshit you keep bringing up, and just put your head down and do what you've been doing. Keep doing what's been working, because nothing needs to change, because nothing's wrong.
Right. You know what I mean? Just keep doing what's good for the heart. Keep choosing love.
Yeah. Go for it. I'm sorry.
No. Just, it's a process when you're so conditioned to choose the opposite. But at least it's like when it does show up, you're not angry that it's showing up. It can be like, kind of like you said, like, really? You're here again?
Like, and so
I can relate. I think all people can relate to that to some degree. But it's nice to hear you developing a relationship with your higher self, like your soul self, that's like pointing out objective data to help, you know, instead of work you up, you can hear that other voice very loudly now, supporting you and guiding you.
And it brings new meaning for me to honoring yourself. Because there was a facade of myself that I was honoring, and saying that and feeling like, hey, I'm honoring myself, and this messed up shit is what I got, So
I'm gonna honor all this messed up shit that I'm presenting, yeah, and I'm gonna stand by it.
Exactly.
And it's like, yeah, but you're not, you don't want to stand from that position anymore. Exactly. You're up, you want to create a new identity for a new reality. Exactly. And there was a piece of you that still didn't want to let, you still wanted to honor the old in a way that was enough, that was causing you to fall into booby traps.
Exactly. Because it wasn't just, it, for me, the work has been more than just learning how to let myself feel good. Because for a lot of people, honoring themselves, that's what it is. It's like, take that bath, get that foot rub, stretch, take the day off. Like, you know, it's about honoring yourself, make yourself feel good. For me, I had those things. It was like, I had things that de-stressed me. I had things that, you know,
yeah, that's like the breath. Physical.
But it was, see, let me lose my train of thought. Hold on. Because we were talking about what it takes. Oh, yeah. So I had to learn what good really felt like. Because what I knew as good was just what I had made the most out of. And called it good. Like, this will be my good. You know what I mean?
But it was a bunch of shit. But it was a bunch of what?
It was a bunch of shit. And I don't care how... What's the word? How do I change the word ingenuity to use it the way I want right now?
Ingenious?
I don't care how much ingenuity is displayed in something created from scraps. It was still created from scratch. Scraps. Okay. It doesn't take away from the integrity of what it is, or the artwork, or anything like that, but it was created with scraps. What could you do with a different material? What could you do if you didn't have to make all the concessions you made here with scraps that lend to what make it what it is? You know? What if you worked with something better? So for me, it was, what is the better? What is good? Is it this? Is it this? Is it saying what's on my mind right then in the moment exactly the way it comes out? No, because you're an asshole, Justin. your first thoughts are always going to make you seem like an asshole.
Always.
You know? So, okay, cool. Find the breath to do that. Is it this? No. And once you find what good is, right? And it's a new kind of good. And you're honoring yourself in a new way because it's the right way. You tend to want to treat it the way you have this other life, where maybe you take a day off and you're not as consistent in some things, right? And that's, and then you think, you run into what I run into, which is like a wall in the same circle, in the same pattern sometimes, and you're wondering why. It's like, well, you didn't give enough energy, enough of yourself to that new good feeling, to stretching in the morning for a certain amount of time, to getting your little meditation in, to reading a book before you put your face in a screen, to taking a dark shower to simulate the dream world because you still can't see anything, so it's like you're still not completely awake. And I like to feel kind of woozy. I like to come out slow, you know? And honoring those parts of me, because those are the parts of me that feel the kind of good that are going to give me the life I want and continue to bring me everything I want with you and us and all that stuff. And so... It's changing a lot, and it's definitely multi-layered, and there's always a lot more to learn and stuff, but it's freaking great. It's a lot of fun. It's fantastic. You make it a lot of fun. You're a big part of it.
And I think also, too, the praying and the meditation part of it, and getting, sort of renewing what prayer looked like for you and what it has been for you, and now where you are in your journey, praying in a different way, like we talked about before. It's like what would be something maybe now that you would do in prayer that maybe you didn't think to do even just like a couple of days ago?
Let me think back.
Yeah.
So my prayers usually consisted of reminding me what was already in there, you know?
What was already in there?
Yeah, you know, in me, like, you know, all right, you know, I'm peaceful, we're happy, we're calm. Everybody has that stuff.
Sure, like your like affirmations.
Affirmations, be like, God, just read, you know, help keep the love of this world and of the universe and of you in the forefront of my mind and at the core of my being, and you know, followed right by with gratitude, and you know, open my eyes to that stuff. You know, and it was always, It was always about amplifying what was in me so I could see it more and be more of it, you know, and live that life, live on that level. And now my prayers have the same theme. How do I get more of all this awesomeness? But now it's like, hey, what can I remove? How do I make room for the more? Not so much make the better better. It's like, hey, how do I get rid of some of this bad stuff? You know, some of the shame, some of this guilt, and this resentment. Like, how do I, you know?
Like purification. Like, how do I purify this or heal exactly. this, release it? Exactly. What is it?
Yeah, and it doesn't feel so much like polishing a turd anymore, you know? Like, you know, like you're trying to be happy over some sadness, and if you're just consistently happy long enough, it'll outweigh the sadness. It's like, no. The sadness doesn't even have to be on the scale. You could turn around, you could clear that out, you could polish it up, and then you could put... you can weigh your happinesses against each other. Am I more happy jumping out of a plane skydiving? Or am I more happy riding mountain bikes in the hills of Colorado or something?
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm.
Weigh that stuff. Screw happy. Screw sadness. Yeah. Like, don't even bring that in the picture. That's what I meant.
Oh.
My bad.
And when you say that too, in this context, it totally makes sense. But there is beauty and power and wisdom in our sadness, and so it's
absolutely
not, and so
in this context,
yeah, in this
course,
context it
this
makes
example
sense.
I'm
yeah.
saying
yeah for yeah. sure. I'm just throwing in that little caveat of it. Yeah, for sure. It's living in truth, like, you know, really being a truth seeker and really wanting to honor love in the way that you just described. You know, in a world where most people don't, mm-hmm. can be difficult. So doing relationship with another person that understands that and is striving to be real with themselves so then they can be real in partnership. This whole experience is the first time I've ever really experienced it at all. And is as... When I say, I'm going to use this word loosely, some of the work can be difficult. You know, they always say, oh, don't say it's difficult, then people think it's difficult. And then difficulty fears people, and it's like, well, let's just have a new language and, you know, conversation around accepting, accepting that there will be difficult times, but if you learn how to mindfully manage it, then you can grow a lot, you know, in that connection. And I'm really grateful to be practicing it with someone, finding it with someone. And I'm also grateful to be spreading and sharing this dynamic, you know, this real, authentic, transparent connection with another human being, you know? It's like a whole nother, it's like unconditional love, right? I mean, why do a relationship if it's not going to be that?